Bill Gates successfully lobbied Joe Manchin to pass climate and spending bill. By Lucas Nolan on August 19, 2022. In a recent article, Bloomberg details Bill Gates' efforts to lobby Joe Manchin over the climate and spending bill known as the Inflation Reduction Act, even though it won't reduce inflation, according to nonpartisan experts. Gates worked hard to ensure the passage of the bill as it would further his creepy vision of a transition to clean energy. Bloomberg reports that tech billionaire, sex-pest, and noted global meddler Bill Gates spent significant time lobbying Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, over new legislation that Gates claimed would combat global warming and climate change. Gates reportedly spoke to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in an attempt to keep the climate bill alive. In an interview, Gates said, "Schumer said to me on one call that he'd shown infinite patience." Gates replied, "You're right, and all you need to do is show infinite plus one patience." Bloomberg reports. Gates was banking on more than just his trademark optimism about addressing climate change and other seemingly intractable problems that have been his focus since stepping down as Microsoft's chief executive 2 decades ago. As he revealed to Bloomberg Green, he has quietly lobbied Manchin and other senators, starting before President Joe Biden had won the White House, in anticipation of a rare moment in which heavy federal spending might be secured for the clean energy transition. Those discussions gave him reason to believe the senator from West Virginia would come through for the climate, and he was willing to continue pressing the case himself until the very end. "The last month people felt like, okay, we tried, we're done, it failed," Gates said. "I believed it was a unique opportunity." So he tapped into a relationship with Manchin that he'd cultivated for at least 3 years. "We were able to talk even at a time when he felt people weren't listening." Now, the bill has been signed into law by President Joe Biden following a unanimous Democrat vote. The bill is a landmark victory for Democrats who succeeded in passing it without a single Republican vote. "I am confident this bill will endure as one of the greatest legislative feats in decades," said Chuck Schumer at the signing of the bill earlier this week. Breitbart News' John Carney reported this month that the Inflation Reduction Act will not only fail to lower inflation, but will also increase deficit spending for 4 years. The Inflation Reduction Act, which nonpartisan analysts say would not reduce inflation, would shrink budget deficits by $101.5 billion between this year and 2031, the Congressional Budget Office said in an estimate on Wednesday. Between this year and 2027, however, the budget deficit would grow by $24.6 billion. The nonpartisan budget analysis agency sees the deficit falling next year as new tax provisions kick in and then being higher in each year until 2028. The shift is due to expectations in the timing of when changes in drug pricing would take effect. The 10-year cost is also reduced by the sunsetting of some of the spending provisions, something that has been attacked by Republican lawmakers as a gimmick that conceals the true cost of the bill. Read more at Bloomberg here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.